Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Hawk coming to you live. It is Thursday, 5/19. 5/19. Ah, yes. 2022. Now, let's see here. I'm just thinking, all right, let's see what we got here. All right. Okay, yeah, anyway. Ladies and gentlemen, I'll tell you what. I guess Klaus Schwab and the WEF, I guess they're going to protect Klaus Schwab with the air cap of all kind of fighter jets. And they're going to put thousands of troops out in front there in Davos. And that Davos is just going to be, Davos is going to be your salvation, you see. And then in amongst all of that, I will tell you that vehicle or the vector, how they're going to possibly do that, is tied in where they're going to take over the whole world. All right. This is the New World Order is getting ready to, is making their push. All right. They're going to possibly do it with A. What are you going to do? You're going to have bioweapons and medical emergencies and lockdowns and all this stuff again, which they perfected, and now they're ginning it back up with COVID. New York and different places are trying to, talking about wearing masks and locking stuff down again. But at the same time, Bill Gates says we're going to have a new pandemic and that terrorists may use smallpox, okay? And then in the midst of all of that, you see, in the midst of all of that, you've got monkeypox now, apparently in 7 countries. Do you remember how a long time ago I talked about how they would use and do a recombination? I even talked about it last week about, you know, that a big pharma, I believe, down in Australia created a combination of Ebola and monkeypox and different stuff that had over a 90% kill ratio. So if you've got that and you've got a nuclear war aborting, okay, by pushing and pushing and pushing of Russia under Putin. But let me also read to you something from somebody who was on the front lines, so to speak, at the beginning of the COVID to try to get some truth and stuff into it. And that was Dr. Lee Merritt. Dr. Lee Merritt, she's out of, I believe, the Omaha area. And she was a tremendous top quality, I believe, orthopedic surgeon. She, I believe, was a Navy doctor. She did, I think, her graduate, kind of did her residency in the Navy, in a sense. And she's worked on more people and been involved in more stuff than anybody in the world and has good sense. But here's something from Dr. Lee Merritt that a friend of the show sent. And this is dealing with somewhat about what has happened to her and others, but also what's getting ready to happen. She says, just so you know, the coordinated effort against those of us on the front line, before that's the frontline doctors who were trying to, you know, protect your rights about COVID and all that kind of stuff and urge you not to take the spike vax with the graphene oxide carbon nanotube terminals and stuff in it. But here she says, before the Iowa Medical Board, I had all 3 payments processors stop accepting my payments within 2 weeks of each other. In other words, they wouldn't pay her. The payment processors wouldn't pay her, okay? I had a backup, but now I have a friend calling me who has the same thing happen to her just now. They also remotely wiped her computer, which was able to somewhat recover. I've had one doctor friend shot at. These are people who were in the frontline medical doctors, okay, and others that were not necessarily as well known, but perhaps on the same side. In other words, don't take these vaccines, you know, and that kind of a thing. because they knew what was in him. And they knew that COVID was not a baloney, but that COVID was something different. So anyway, she had the one, also she had a doctor friend shot at. One had tires that were slashed. One was put on a no-fly list without notification. And three others were hit with what sounds like, listen to me, people, because you've heard me talk about this. You don't think they exist. And she said, and three others who were hit with what sounds like a directed energy weapon. Directed energy weapon. Really dropped them just as they left the house. Okay? My office manager, husband, and I all got deathly ill the same day last year, not from COVID, but from a swamp bacterium I'd never heard of before, but I wonder if it was spread on my office door handle. You may think all this is made up. It's really not. And the next thing, they're coming for all of you because they're coming for your food. The price of diesel gasoline for truckers to haul lettuce, for example, is now twice the value of selling the lettuce. So truckers that haul lettuce, you know, from the field to the wholesaler or to the grocery stores, the cost of trucking it is now twice the value of what the lettuce for sale is worth on the wholesale. So don't expect to see lettuce much anymore. And this is going to happen to other food. I was warned almost a year ago now about Robert Cadillac. She was warned about Robert Cadillac, K-A-D-L-E-C, who was moving the bioweapons program from Plum Island to Kansas. I've told you about this years ago. They're going to move the highest level, nastiest bioweapons lab to Kansas in Manhattan, Kansas, across the road or street from K-State, which has a big veterinarian college and all kind of good stuff there too. But right across from K-State. So, and she said, and now he's the one declaring the problem with bird flu. It wasn't a problem until they declared it as such, and now they're destroying the flocks. I could go on and on. We are really in deep trouble here unless we push back and really push back hard. And this isn't politics as usual. We're not going to vote this away, and we're not going to ignore it. I do think that when they turn on, listen, people, when they turn on the 5G, a lot of people are going to be harmed who took the vaccine. And it will either be Marburg from a hidden component within the vaccine. Marburg is a disease, okay? Deadly bioweb. Or the EMF itself will make it look like Marburg. Don't panic. You're not going to get it unless you're caring for the person who's got it. Now, this is not airborne. Marburg was never a natural disease. It's always been a bioweapon as far as I can tell. In fact, it's called Marburg because the lab where it first broke out when people were working with green monkeys in Germany. Well, allegedly, if you go back and you can read the book about it, listen and understand more about it, Dr. Leonard Horowitz's book, that particular book, where he talked about, what's the name of the thing? Let's see here. I've got to stand up. Here it is right here. Dr. Leonard Horowitz, Emerging Viruses. Okay. He tells all about it. He also tells you who created, AIDS and all of that, how Congress paid for that. So anyway, she says that, the Marburg, well, my understanding of the Marburg was that allegedly, according to Dr. Leonard Horowitz, monkeys from a monkey station in Africa that was owned or run by Litton Industries, which is a defense contractor, allegedly took these monkeys and sent them. And they've had problems with some of the same monkeys in Tulane and Marburg and in Reston, Virginia, there's been all kind of stuff and outbreaks and different things, and that's where a lot of this stuff comes from. So you remember the movie with Dustin Hoffman, Outbreak, about the Mataba, and how they already knew about Mataba, and then Mataba came back again in a different form, all right? So she also says here that pray for Celeste Salum, because she's also called me yesterday and said they're now attacking her. Now, Celeste used to work for the DHS, I believe, or her family did, or I believe she did as well. But anyway, they're now attacking her for bringing out certain things. So let me tell you something. I'm going to reiterate one more time. We got this Cadillac, Robert Cadillac, who's moving the bioweapons program from Plum Island to Kansas. Now, that Plum Island originally had a Nazi doctor on it. Was a paperclip scientist whose specialty was to utilize the tick as a vector or means of confirming, or not confirming, but as a means of trafficking or vectoring in bioweapons through the tick that would get onto people, bite them, and then give them disease. Now, what's interesting is that Plum Island is right across from Lyme, Connecticut, L-Y-M-E, Connecticut, right across the bay, all right? Plum Island is New York, but across the bay is Lyme, Connecticut, where the Lyme disease first showed up, right across from Plum Island, which had an extensive veterinarian area where they tested things on animals, okay? On mammals, you see, and that kind of stuff, right? And that's why I said last week, well, you know, the bat beat the polecat, bit this one, bit that one. And then I told you, I believe, and if I didn't, I'll just tell it again, this baby fox was sick outside out of the fox den, and then a nice loving family comes, oh, look at the baby fox, we'll take him home to take care of him. So they take him home, and then he dies in their care, and they take him to the vet. Then the vet tests the fox, and the fox got bird flu, okay? Now, the people, they don't test for it yet, but you see, there's like probably a 10, and with Ebola, sometimes they're checking up to 21 days on Ebola after some kind of a concentration or exposure to it, but usually 10 to 14 days on some of these things, incubation period. But just to get back to this one more time, I'm going to talk what happened to Dr. Lee Merritt, who is a distinguished doctor. They're taking away and not paying her through the Iowa Medical Board. And they stopped accepting any of their payment processors, won't take it. And then that's when she puts in a request to be paid for servicing her patients, okay? And then that's happening to another one. And that they also remotely wiped out the other friend's, Dr. Friend's computer, which she was able to recover somewhat. Then she said, I had one Dr. Friend shot at. One had tire slashed, one put on a no-fly list without notification, and three others who were hit with what sounds like a directed energy weapon. Really dropped them just as they left their house. When I got hit by it was a number of years ago, and I was in the front yard, and I was mowing the grass, and I saw a helicopter appear up at the end of the street, and it was red and white. It wasn't a black. It was red and white helicopter. It was hovering like at above treetop height, maybe at about 50 to 100 feet, and it was 50 yards up, and I could look up there. I could see a pilot in there, and I could hear the thing over revving going, and it was hovering right there. The Lord told me, run to the house, okay? I took off running, and as I turned, my whole right side was exposed to it, all right? And I then went in the house, and I immediately went back to the bedroom, and I laid down. It took me out of the game, like, immediately. And then the very next day, I didn't go to the doctor that night, and I just though my wife was just, let me sleep here, let me get rested. The next day I still felt terrible, and I had no indication of anything or any problem until that helicopter showed up. And then I go to the hospital the next day, and basically I had a stroke, and the right side of my body, almost the whole right half of my body was numb for about 6 months. And then I had, I'm trying to recall what my numbers were that day. It's like blood pressure the next day, 250 over, you know, like 235 or 250 over 150 or something like that. It was crazy. Similar thing in terms of those numbers happened to Brother Quayle about that next year, or later that year, that deal. And we've also had the River Pirate had some things like that during that time period. So I'm going to tell you, they will try to kill you. I've also told you in the past about satellite-directed generation of scalar frequencies to impact the neurophysiological template. All right, that bees you. You be a neurophysiological template. They can zap you with the narrow beam, or it can be somebody in a car down the street, or, you know, back behind your house. It could be from up above, from the sat. It can be from anywhere else, and they can do that. It doesn't have to be the huge power, but it can be done with the frequency, you see. But anyway, suffice to say, after I got hit, I found out I had a slight stroke. I had a lot of trouble for a long period of time. I told you about it on air, because I was off the air for a while there, and I believe Greg Evenson took over for me for a while. And God bless Greg and, you know, his lovely wife. And Greg is up there right now, probably preparing to jump down when they go to fight in Armageddon, when all the angels, the archangels and Michael and everybody comes. Old Greg will figure out a way to jump with them. High altitude, low opening, that's for sure. And his dear wife, Liz, if you know Liz, give her a call, or if you remember her address and all that. I'm not going to give it out right at this time, because I don't have authorization to do anything like that, but you can write her if you remember her address. And she'd love to hear from you. So anyway, this Robert Cadillac guy in the Plum Island, they're bringing all that in the middle of Kansas. And then all of a sudden, we have this new tick-borne illness. Isn't this interesting? A new tick-borne illness that when the tick bites you, you then get deathly sick, like an allergy sickness, if you eat meat, if you eat beef. Well, Kansas is one of the largest beef-producing states in the United States. Is he going to give you something now that gets in the, you know, the mosquito bites you, or the polecat bites the the tick, and the tick bites the mosquito, and, you know, and then all of a sudden you're allergic to wheat and grain or bread, you know? I'm going to tell you something. This goes back to that Agenda 21 stuff. And I can remember way back in the 90s, I was listening to guys who were writing books on that and stuff at the Mid-America Constitution Convention kind of a things. Mid-America Constitutional Society. It wasn't we were having the convention. It was that we were talking about the New World Order scumbags and all the different stuff of the day. And we had all kind of speakers every day of the week, and thousands of people attended them. So I remember listening to the Agenda 21 guy, and he talked about they're going to try to kill all the people off, but then the ones are going to be pushed to the cities to become slaves, and then the New World Order honchos and the big shots and the Luciferian big shots like the Klaus Schwabs and the Carries and this one and that one, they will rewild the prairies and the woods with, you know, prehistoric. They might even bring in dinosaurs again, or large bisons, the aurochs, like the Nazi Hermann Göring tried to do in that forest in Poland. He was going to have to bring back the nature, the ancient Arbox, the giant bulls and, you know, stuff. And then, so we could bring back the giant bison, and maybe they could allow the giants to come back on the scene, you see, when the six-fingered Samuels are around, the hybrids created by the fallen angels or the Anunnaki. Genesis 6. That's the kind of people you got at the helm of some of these places. So now we've got a tick, and that's just since he's moving all of the level 4 or 5 bioweapon labs into Manhattan, Kansas, right in the middle of the food-producing region. And then that reminds me, you see, we've got Israel's about ready to go at Iran because, as I told you in 204, in 2004, 2005, Israel wanted to take out Iran's centrifuges then and take it out clear off the block. And the U.S. had the 3 carrier groups in the Straits of Hormuz. And I screamed at the top of my lungs. I said, that's all fine and good, except Iran has 110 Super Sunburn missiles, which the Aegis could not handle or track, which we could not handle those missiles. And 100 exosets, which would have been tough also, and that they had up to 42, were my information, up to 42 nuclear devices at their disposal, plus additional ones from the Russians and the Red Chinese who formed a treaty with Iran. I said this on air back in 204, 205. I used to yell like this in this kind of volume. Now, I don't want to do that anymore. I've got a naturally loud voice. I don't need to do that. But back then, I said, get those carrier groups out of there, or they're going to use the Super Sunburns and put nuclear tips on them and take out 3 carrier groups right in the middle of the Straits of Hormuz. Well, you know, it took them a while, but somebody heard that. They moved them clear out and around to the entrance of that area in the Indian Ocean instead, to where they can still run a sortie of fighters or, you know, fighter bombers, F-15s, up there, but not be there where the Iranians could take them out, all right? And with back then, the old Aegis couldn't handle very many targets and was not as capable, and even now that they've done it, I don't think it's still not as capable as it could be or should be. And then all of the weapons, the lasers, the microwave weapons, the rail guns, all the different stuff that was supposed to have gone on to the Ronald Reagan and then on to the George Bush and then on to the, supposedly it was going to go on to the one that can't even make its catapults work, the new, what was it, the Gerald R. Ford or whatever. Can't even make the catapults work and get the planes off the launch, you know. Just nuts. So here we go. Dr. Lee Merritt, a wonderful doctor out of Nebraska. And she has patients from Iowa and Nebraska and other places. One of the frontline doctors, Dr. Lee Merritt, telling you right here. And then she says that the 5G, when they turn on the 5G, a lot of people are going to be harmed who took the vaccine, and it will either be Marburg from hidden component within the vaccine, or the EMF will take it, make it look like Marburg. In other words, they could hit the graphene oxide carbon nanotube terminals to change them up. And then the other thing, listen to the Health Ranger about some of this too. Health Ranger, Mike Adams. And he was talking about, from his information and research, the people he's interviewed, and he's a scientist himself, food scientist, but he's a scientist nonetheless, and a good one. Health Ranger said that the body has a natural ability, you do, to repair breaks in the DNA. There's like first line breaks and then second degree breaks that can happen. and that we have the ability to repair even a second degree break if we're healthy and we have the problem, have this problem that we can then, the body will in and of itself correct the breaks that happen in the human DNA inside of us in order to correct it. And he went into very detail about how that's done, but he says since the vaccine and the boosters, that has destroyed the body's capability about allowing you to be able to fix or correct or fix the break of your DNA when it happens. Now, what could cause it? Radiation could cause it. Oh, isn't that interesting? We got radiation, you got microwave energy, you got 5G, you got all kinds of stuff. You got the fallout. And it could be fallout from tactical nuclear weapons that could then get caught by the jet stream. My lands, we've got a real nice red Chinese production of Saharan dust coming the way of the Atlantic Ocean, coming across the Atlantic, heading straight for America. Going to go into the Gulf of Mexico, supposedly go across Florida, just like the hurricanes that Donald Rumsfeld told the red Chinese to turn off the hurricane makers, or they would be, or it would be, or else. Do you remember when there was about 5 hurricanes 1 year in Florida alone? One of them went across Florida from the Atlantic into the Gulf of Mexico, and then reversed itself and came back. Do you remember that one? Then came back through again from east to west. That was the red Chinese off the coast of Africa doing stuff. And then so now, let's go back a minute here because I want to talk about another thing. But let me talk to you about what's being shown right now. And that's Dr. Lee Merritt. And thank you. I got the approval from the friend from Dr. Lee to read that to you. And she's a good one. She's a tremendous a brave person, and just incredible. So let me just say that is just marvelous in terms of what she's stating there about and the guts to tell you about it and to allow it to come on air. Because I'll tell you, they are going after these doctors, the good ones, and it's just what they're trying to do is to do what I've told you before, and I've read it to you a jillion times, you know. I read it to you a jillion times, you know. I read these quotes out of, it was Alex Jones' old book, and it was called 9/11, Descent into Tyranny by Alex Jones. And old Alex signed this to me one time. I saw him. He said, Death to the New World Order. Alex Jones. It was by 2002, 9/11, Descent into Tyranny. And, you know, he put all these quotes in here, you know, at the beginning of this, all the people that I've read to you a million times, like, here's George Herbert Walker Bush, State of the Union Address, September 11, 1991. What is at stake is more than one small country. It is a big idea, a new world order, where diverse nations are drawn together in common cause to achieve universal aspirations of mankind, peace and security, freedom and the rule of law. And out of these troubled times, our fifth objective, a new world order, can emerge. And now we can see a new world order coming into being, a world in which is the very real prospect of a new world order. September 11, 1991, George Herbert Walker Bush. And we've had all these different stuff, you know, all these things about population and depopulation and all of that. And it's funny, in some ways, because that's exactly what Klaus Schwab is bringing to the forefront right now. All right. Bringing it to the forefront right now. And here we go. Here was President Bill Clinton, 1993, March 11th, USA Today. We can't be fixated on our desire to preserve the rights of ordinary Americans. And here's one. We shall have world government, whether or not you like it, by conquest or consent. Statement by Council on Foreign Relations member James Warburg to the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, February 17th, 1950. You want another one here? Let's see. Let's just give you another juicy one, huh? Oh, let's see. Let me get a good one. Get a real good one here. We are on the verge of a global transformation. All we need is the right major crisis, and the nations will accept the new world order. And here's from Down to Earth by His Royal Highness Prince Philip, Duke of Edinburgh, who has now gone on to hell. I don't claim to have any special interest in natural history, but as a boy, I was made aware of the annual fluctuations in the number of game animals and the need to cull, C-U-L-L, the size of the surplus population. And then he says here also, in the event that I'm reincarnated, I would like to return as a deadly virus in order to contribute something to solve overpopulation. And then here is Ted Turner in an interview with Audubon Magazine. A total world population of 250 to 300 million, a 95% decline from present levels would be ideal. Well, they codify in the Georgia Guidestones, they codify it as population planet Earth no more than 500 million in harmony perpetuity, blah, 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 with common language. And then Klaus Schwab says that you're going to have to knuckle under, and anybody who is critical of this meeting, this global reset or any of these kind of things that they're doing, that they're going to come for you, basically. That you are a dastardly doo-doo head, you know? And they're going to come for you. Well, I'm going to tell you what. They're already starting in all the different things. It's like 666 separate frontal attacks and sneaky attacks all over across the board. And let's go into what we're talking about here, where we were on with the monkeypox, you see. Has monkeypox hit Manhattan? New York City health chiefs probe the possible case of the rare virus. Or are they using that phrase, Manhattan? Has it hit Manhattan? Has Plum Island that went to Manhattan, Kansas, quote, end quote, have they started to release it? Now we've got with the monkeypox. And this ties right into Klaus Schwab's thing, too, as how they might do it. They might do it with the nuclear war, with Putin in the Ukraine. They might do it with Bill Gates' thing. And here, this is out of Portugal. Portugal finds that there are 5 monkeypox cases in men as the outbreak spreads, you see. And, oh, they're messing with my computer already here, but that's all right. We'll just stick with this stuff. And then let me just go to the big deal here. Oh, U.S. government is buying additional smallpox and monkeypox vaccines. Oh, they've already just announced that. And then here's Bill Gates. Let's see what he's got to say. Bill Gates warns terrorists will try and use smallpox as a biological weapon as he bids for billions. Oh, he bids for billions of funding to prevent future pandemics. Microsoft founder made the plea at the policy exchange talk, calling for a formation of a pandemic task force. And you see, this was in November of 2021, he said this. Since then, he said more. But Gates suggested developing germ games, quote-unquote, to prepare for future pandemics. It came days after he attended the COP26 climate conference in Glasgow. So you see, the terrorists are going to do it. Well, yeah, that's if you Luciferian scumbags that are the real terrorists if you do it. That is the key right there. The Luciferians are setting all this stuff up. And then he called for getting of new vaccines. Well, now the U.S. government announced here recently that they're going to buy. New vaccines for the monkeypox and smallpox. Now, you see, that's interesting, isn't it? U.S. government orders additional monkeypox, smallpox vaccines. Okay? And then now we've also got Ebola outbreaks in the Congo and in different parts of Africa. But now the WHO, the World Health Organization, which on May 22nd, I believe Biden and I believe Israel and some other countries are going to make the World Health Organization the head organization with respect to pandemics or medical health, public health of the countries and all the stuff of the world, and allow them to call the shot about who gets locked down or whatever. So in that respect, the WHO is saying, oh, the trend in Ebola outbreak in the Democratic Republic of Congo is encouraging. Comma. Well, now you got to ask yourself what encouraging it. They say with no new confirmed case in the past 7 days, the official managing the response to the outbreak said at a World Health Organization briefing on Thursday, the last confirmed case was reported on May 4th. Well, that's just, you know, a week ago or whatever, right? You know, 10, 12 days ago. But he says, however, there's about 480 more contacts are still being monitored. And about 200 of those will complete their 21-day follow-up period, okay? So the trend is great. I think they're really saying, tongue-in-cheek, that the Ebola outbreak of the Democratic Republic of Congo is encouraging, you see. Because if you get the monkeypox and combine it with the Ebola and maybe a bird flu, well, then you got that, and you add in the swine flu, and then the bat, you know, bites the fox, who bites the pangolin, who bites the human being, in the butt, you know, or something. And then all of a sudden you got mammalian transformation, then recombination. And then we go back to the one woman, doctor, I can't remember her name. I used to quote her name, Mikovits. I believe her name, Mikovits, who was a research doctor that worked across the street from where Fauci worked at National Institute of Health and with the Army Germ Warfare Lab and all that stuff in Maryland, right down the block there, you know, crisscrossed about. And she said, as I recall, back last year, she quoted in an interview, said, heck, this is about the, she said, this is allegedly what she said, I think this is about the third pandemic that Fauci has created, all right? Meaning HIV, allegedly, all right? SARS-1, okay, and then SARS-2, which became COVID-19. But Gates is talking about a more deadly viral pandemic, or a more deadly pandemic that's going to kill millions or billions. Well, there you go, you know. There you go, right there. And then, you see, we also have drills now, and I've gotten backside information from law enforcement down in there telling me to really watch and pay attention to the one that's going on right now in Austin from the 16th through the 20th of this month, you see, and we're on the 19th, so it'll probably end tomorrow, and they supposedly have information about Middle Eastern terrorists that are making cobalt-60 vests, which you wouldn't die from it immediately, but if that stuff was then put into the air or some kind of a thing like that, or they blew it up, the neck would get through the air. Then if you use that and you use the 5G, you see, and then that became an exposure of that to all the people that had the vaccines, and then they zap them with a little 5G action or 6G or whatever it is. And then that turns on the receivers, are those carbon nanotubes of life, the graphene oxide stuff that makes the little, they went into the tissues and into the organs, and some of them have the little razor blades ready to go. And you get the signal from the 5G, whatever frequency turns that stuff on. Those are like little receivers in your body if you took the vaccine. And the people that take the vaccines can shed some of that to people that are around that didn't take it. So we have to be cognizant of that. I don't think it's going to be as much of a problem, like Dr. Lee Merritt said, but it could be some of a problem. So you got the 5G and the radiation. The 5G hits the bioweapon already there, or hits the stuff they put into you with the mRNA vaccines for the COVID. And I suppose others that they're pushing, other vaccines probably are mRNAs. And so they've got all of that, you know, going. And then in the midst of that, they release the Marburg appears, or you get the monkeypox, and then it recombines. And then maybe we get the hantavirus going and get the bird flu going, and, you know, all this stuff starts to rock and roll. And I told you back years ago that the Red Chinese teams were seen going into caves in Kentucky and different places. I also told you that the old river pirate was on vacation, and he saw him down there at outside of a motel in Kentucky. Berea, B-R-E-R-E-A, Berea, Kentucky, beautiful area. And he said that he saw him out in the parking lot, and when their security boy, their hot dog Tuffy, eyeballed him, looking at him, then he went on up to go in, and they were going up the elevator to go to the room on the second floor. And then standing right down the hall from their door was this same red Chinese guy, in the sneakers and the khaki pants and t-shirt, all right? And he's looking like he wanted to fight. Well, old river pirate opens the door with the electronic key, has his wife tells her to go in, and said, if I ain't back in 2 or 3 minutes, then, you know, you call somebody. Well, anyway, river pirate got ready to go on him, and then the guy looked at him in the eye, and the guy didn't want what the river pirate had to bring to him. And this was their Tuppy, okay? This was their Kung Fu Johnson Joy boy, you know, or whatever, right? But the old river pirate's done put a few Shanghai slings on a few and twisted a few necks and gouged out a few eyeballs and thrown people off of boats and this and that and the other, and left them standing in the dirt in the Philippines and various other places, you know? So old guy didn't want anything that the river pirate had to bring to him. But the next day, they start to leave, him and his wife, and they get sicker than a dog. And by the time they get back to their where they live, not in Kentucky, but in another state, by the time they get back to where they live, the old river pirate has to go to the hospital because he's so deathly ill, and he had had this stuff that lasted like about 6 weeks. Darn near killed him. All right? Well, they dusted their door with it, or their car door or something. See what I'm saying? Or put it in the air conditioner or whatever it was. So we got the monkeypox, smallpox threat, according to Bill Gates. Terrorists will do it. We got the Cobalt 60 and all these drills. We got all of the Russian asbestos, and we got red Chinese commandos inside the country, and we've had all of these food plants and food processing plants and fertilizer plants and chemical plants, all this stuff blow up and catch on fire, you see. and just destroy capability of producing or delivering food. And then, wouldn't you know it, I told you months ago, and then I used to sing the song, I said, Red China Joe, $10 a gallon man, don't you know, took 1.45 billion through Hunter from the Red Chinese. You see, it's like a song. Red China Joe, $10 a gallon man, don't you know? Well, now in Washington State and other places, they're already starting to change their pumps to receive or to have another digit, okay, in the computer and also in the revolving little wheels and stuff, probably, or the digital display, okay, the revolving wheels, maybe older style. But the digital display, they're having another digit in to allow for $10 a gallon, $10 a gallon, gallon gasoline. This all started the very first week when Red China Joe, who took $1.45 billion, don't you know, from the Red Chinese to his son. Well, he didn't get it, but his son got it. But then he got, you know, oh boy, and what? Anyway, it's enough to buy a president. You see what I'm saying? And it buys a president who becomes a traitor, all right? Becomes treasonous. And the first thing you do is to cut the XL pipeline, all of those good paying union jobs. All you union boys are for Joe. You better not vote for him or the Democrats ever again. If you are, you're voting for communism. And if you think you're a hairy socialist or communist, and you're the labor and blah, you're the proletariat, bull crap. The commissars run communism, and you ain't going to be one of those. They'll use you to get there, but then they'll start to kill you. So we got all of these things rocking and rolling. What is it old Hawk says? It's like Casey Jones is on a, you know, 666 separate trains or 13 separate trains. They're all headed, the tracks all go to Function Junction. And Casey Jones or his clone or Lucy Demon is on every one of them trains with the hammer down, baby, hammer down all the way on the train. And it's like he's high on methamphetamine and drinking half a gallon of moonshine. He's got the hammer down, and he's got that train headed to Function Junction. And they're all going to arrive at the same time. And you had better be ready for it. You know what I mean? You'd better be ready for it. But old Klaus Schwab says that they're going to provide for you, and they'll be the salvation of the world, you see. And all of that kind of baloney. Well, let me tell you what, and anybody who says anything bad about them, you're going to be badly, they'll come for you, you know. Well, let me tell you what, they're going to come and take your money, they're going to put you under the thing, and you're going to own nothing, but you'll be oh so happy. While they have all of your money, you see. I don't think so. I do not think so. And so what do they got to do? They got to try to take the firearms out of the United States. Got to take the firearms out of the United States, don't they? And here's Ezekiel 38:39. And the word of the Lord come unto me saying, Son of man, set thy face against Gog, the land of Magog, the chief prince of Meshach and Tubal, and prophesy against him. And when I first was on the air with Steve Quayle as a guest, I read this whole deal right here, and we went into it, discussed it, and then Steve said, Hawk, tell me what you think is going to happen in the world, and go around the horn. You seem to know what's going to maybe come out of this. And back then, Steve and I discussed all the different things that were going to happen, like one after the other or in a quick proximity. It's coming together at the same time, and if this happened, then that would happen, et cetera. And that's going almost exactly by what we discussed back in 2004, when Steve had me on as a guest, or he gave me one night of his radio show to do, and then now he then gave it over to me. I have two nights, which he eventually went down to two nights, and he gave me the other night, and he had said, you know, Hawk understands most of this stuff, He said, I want to go on, do other projects and do movies and write books and then be guests on radio shows and, you know, and do other kind of things and have the conferences, which he did. And I'm still here and I'm still trying to be as obedient to the Lord Jesus as I possibly can. Thank you, Brother Quayle, for putting me on the air, and also way prior to that in the 90s for making it okay for me to come back to Jesus and to step away and to come back to Jesus and to have the experience that some people who listen to me say they have now. You know, Hawk, I'm a sinner, but I've repented of my sins to Jesus. It's like you said, I asked him to come into my heart to be my Savior, and I'm starting to change. He's starting to work on me. And thank you for making it okay for me to come back, just as Quayle made it okay for you to come back, Lord Jesus. Well, let's go back to here. Son of man, set thy face against Gog, the land of Magog, the chief prince of Meshach and Tubal, and prophesy against him, and say, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I am against thee, O Gog, the chief prince of Meshach and Tubal, and I will turn thee back, and put hooks into thy jaws, and I will bring thee forth, and all that army, horse and horsemen, all of them clothed with all sorts of armor, even a great company with bucklers and shields, all of them brandishing swords. Persia, that's Iran, Ethiopia, Libya with them, all of them with shield and helmet. Gomer and all of his bands. Brother Quayle said, hey, that's going to be basically Gomer is Germany and parts of France, all right? And the house of Togarma of the North Quarters and all his bands. Is that Turkey? And many people with thee. Be thou prepared and prepare for thyself, thou and all thy company that are assembled unto thee. And be thou a guard to them. And after many days thou shalt be visited in the latter years, thou shalt come into the land that is brought back from the sword and is gathered out of many people against the mountains of Israel. So Gog Magog are going to come against Israel, you see, which have been always waste, that is brought forth out of the nations, and that they shall dwell safely, all of them. And thou shalt ascend and come like a storm. Thou shalt be like a cloud to cover the land, thou and all thy bands, many people with thee. And then in verse 10, thus saith the Lord God. Okay, he's just said all the stuff that's going to come to pass. He said, and it shall also come to pass that at the same time shall things come into thy mind, and thou shalt think an evil thought. And thou shalt say, I will go up to the land of unwalled villages. I will go to them that are at rest, that dwell safely. All of them dwelling without walls, having neither bars nor gates, to take a spoil and to take a prey, and to turn thine hand upon the desolate places that are now inhabited, and upon the people that are gathered out of the nations, which have gotten cattle and goods, that dwell in the midst of the land. That's the Great Plains, you know. You know, that's Great Plains and the Rocky Mountains area, you know, from west of the Mississippi, up and down, north and south. That's the Great Plains right there. And that is Gog, or that is going to be Russia to come on that. But Red China has already got troops in Canada. Red China has troops here. Oh, you don't think so? They just wear plain clothes, you see. And oh, they're invited, and they're down in Berea, Kentucky, messing around with the bats in the caves. And then after that period of time, and Kentucky and in Pennsylvania and Ohio and various places, our bats in the United States turned up with the white nose syndrome. So they were playing along with bats, using bats in U.S. caves to ply their evil bioweapon experiments and trades on them. You see. And, oh man, I'm going to tell you, now we're going to get into monkeypox, bird flu, Ebola, smallpox. I'm going to tell you, I told you a long time ago to get NBC gear, nuclear biological chemical gear, or CBURN, you know, chemical, biological, radiation, nuclear type gear. top quality military grade gas masks with high quality full Seaburn or NBC style filters. And I'm not talking about the little masks we've been wearing. I'm talking about a military gas mask. But the problem is, and then I also said get at least a Tyvek F suit, and to get it bigger so you can put it on over other clothing, you know, and that kind of stuff. And make sure it's big enough so that you don't rip it out with the booties and the headdress and the whole bit. And then to get you some of those big rubber gloves, all right? And you can also get the big chemical boots if you want, but if you got regular combat boots, you can put the booties over them. Or your shoes, tennis shoes, whatever you're wearing. But see, the problem is all that stuff is basically gone, or is at such a high price that you can't hardly get it anymore. I suggest that you consider this also the fact that you need to get as well as baby food and baby formula for your babies. There are baby ranger type positive pressure systems. Baby ranger and youth ranger positive pressure type systems for babies that cannot wear gas masks. They also have positive pressure systems for like a pet cage or whatever, you know, for your dog, your cats or whatever. You put them in the big cage or kennel and you put the positive pressure system in there to keep anything from coming in to get them. But you got to prepare, ladies and gentlemen, because this is going to come down to it. And I tell you, you're going to want to do it and have it and get ready for it while you still can. Don't go into the Luciferian knife without a fight. Lord Jesus, He's the one that you need to get in touch with. Mighty men and women of honor, use your high technology. Microphones to those at top, if you can, or those that you know are the evil ones on the planet. And I'm going to talk to you about the ice cube tomorrow night. The ice cube. Bending original, I know you're ready. Oh, Picky the Fool, Picky, you're the best by test. And your hand-to-hand is even better than your 338. That ain't bad. Road and track, the bell. Keep up with your studies. And then I understand you may be taking jiu-jitsu and sword fight training as well. Math, science, English, all the different things. Ladies and gentlemen, don't go into their loose berry knife without a fight. Try to prepare tonight. Good night.